You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back, and we are here at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. My good friend Rod is making faces at me, but I'm going to still battle through. We've got Julie Augustin. Julie, where do you work these days?
I just joined on with Foundry Commercial. I'm a senior vice president in our retail brokerage.
Well, you know all the tenants and all the good places to be. I know that. And Steve, I'm still not going to get your last name right, so throw it at us.
Steamson.
Okay, I still. But Steve, and what do you do these days, Steve?
I run a TV network called DMZ Stream that focuses on entrepreneurship, and I also have a real estate tech startup called Any Size Deals.
God, you're a ringer. Now I know who you are. Oh, my God. Steve, will you talk? Give me one of these. How am I doing?
You're doing great.
Well, you're the pro. You're the guy that has the TV show in New York. So, Julie, you're the one that put us together. Oh, my God. Well, you're the best. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about Foundry. We've had Paul Ellis on. Paul's the president and founder of Foundry, I guess you could say.
Founder of Foundry, yes.
I guess he likes that, so maybe he's got a license plate that says founder on it. I don't know. But, Julie, tell me a little bit about Foundry.
Yeah, we're a brokerage firm based in the Southeast. I work out of our Raleigh office. Our main office is here in Orlando, and we also have a great office in Charlotte. And across all disciplines, I'm on our retail team, but we cover our office, industrial, full team, full service brokerage.
Well done, and you didn't even need paper to do it. Steve, tell me a little bit about what you do in New York, because it's really actually interesting.
So I have a show called The Dealmaker Zone, where I interview leaders in real estate and technology. I've had the guys from VTS on there, have guys from Reonomy, Hightower, etc. But the main premise is really to expose people to entrepreneurship and real estate.
Well, thank you for being on my show. How am I doing so far?
You're doing great. You have a lot of energy, a lot of passion. You really engage the crowd, the audience. I love it.
I love this. I love you. I'm so glad you found me because I totally brain cramped and forgot all about this. And we should have connected because then you would have definitely been on my show. But I guess you're definitely on my show now. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about what's going on in retail, because you hear a lot of this industrial is the new retail, and you do a lot of big box stuff. Tell me what's going on in retail.
Yeah, as part of the panel today, we just had a really great retail panel that Steve ran, and it was excellent. We were just talking with Ron Wheeler as well, CEO of Assembler, and he put on just a slide that had serious comprehensible facts. He showed his 20 different grocery anchored centers in 2009 that had a 48% mix of traditional retail. 48% was the mix in 2009. Now you flip that to today, and 48% of those are beauty and services, more of that type of a wellness tenant. So you're talking boutique fitness, and you're talking healthcare. And beauty services, your hair, your care, your nail salons, that is now 48% of the centers versus just 2009, it being 48% retail. So I really appreciated the true data.
What does that mean?
It means that just what we continue to hear about, you continue to hear about retail is shifting to being, bricks and mortar retail is shifting to be more experience driven, more services driven. You want to go to a community center and feel like you're part of a community. And you continue to hear this all throughout when you talk about retail trends. So it was so great to be able to have this panel today and actually have facts surrounding that today in Florida's grocery centers.
Steve, I'm going to get to you in a minute, but I got to do a radio thing. Wanda, you got to text me when I have like a minute and a half left because I can't listen to the headphones because of the delay. Sorry, everybody, but I had to get that out of the way. So, Steve, tell me what you found out about the panel today.
So just to piggyback off of what Julie mentioned, the other thing is that a lot of retailers are going towards what they call internet-proof businesses. For example, a nail salon or a gym. You can't go to the gym online. You can't go to a nail salon online. You have to physically go somewhere. So that's what's really influencing the dynamic with the retail centers. The other thing is food. People still love going to restaurants. So that's been a huge draw for a lot of shopping centers.
I think also one of the things, and I wasn't on the panel and I didn't even listen, but maybe they said this, is that I think you're going to see a lot of health stuff. A lot of the medical office, they're going to take advantage of the big parking fields that are going unused. I think you see a lot of, I'm going to say a word that the government's just going to love, charter schools that are going to go in there. I know we see a lot of charter schools going in some of the vacant space in South Florida. So, Steve, you were the moderator. What did you take away from the panel?
I took away that they're very optimistic. They're strong believers in retail. And they do believe that even with the advent of technology, retailers are going about it the smart way.
Julie, what part of your practice at Foundry is evolving to take advantage of that trend? Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question. So with advising and providing services to both of our retail tenants and landlords, we are focused on that as far as how do you provide that great mix that the community wants. Because especially when you're talking about these grocery-anchored centers within a neighborhood, that you want to be seen as part of that community and really have the local services, and as well as also people are looking for that uniqueness that belongs to their community.
You don't want all chain restaurants.
You want to have some local, some chef-driven, some local food choices as well that really speak to about what your neighborhood is about.
Well, I just heard Wanda tell me that I have 2 minutes because I put my headset on. So, Steve, give me the last word before we go. How are you enjoying the conference? It's your first time. What's your thoughts?
I think it's a great conference. I love Orlando. I think it's a great place. And I think just the topics and the panelists, and it's a lot of positive energy. I love it.
All right. Well, we love you too, Steve. We hope you come. And next time you tell me, maybe we'll do our shows side by side. We'll start having Radio Row here.